The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Why didn't you invite me to your birthday?
I didn't really invite anyone to my birthday.
I didn't think he was yelling. I'm also pissed at her for making me defend Scott.
When you have sunglasses on, you're going to have that type of tone.
Yeah.
The passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh my God.
If it would have been me, I'm like,
Sliding to bed with us starting right now.
Okay. Yes.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. You guys, we have had a wild week. I'm worried about today because we know today's the last show of the week.
Yes.
Lonnie, Hunter, y'all gonna behave?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Can I start by reading you a DM I got this morning?
My gosh.
Oh, come on.
This says, "Hello, Hunter. I just wanted to tell you that if you really like Nina, I swear to God, this is a real text message."
It's long. Wait a minute. Show how long that
is. That's a novel.
It scrolls a little bit, too. I won't go through all of it. But she said, "If you really like Nina, then you should start courting her, like for real. You know she likes you, too. But you know we girls don't know what boys are thinking. So we act as if we aren't interested. You should start doing little things that make her happy. I'm telling you, Hunty, Nina is a very beautiful woman. Any man would be so lucky to have such woman by her side. That's why I don't want you to waste this opportunity."
What?
And I sent that DM.
I appreciate that you guys are, people are so invested that they would send long DMs like that.
They ended it with, "Don't give up."
So let's do that and kick things off with the huge fight on the Kardashians last night. So Kendall and Scott went off on each other. More Kendall on him than him on her. Take a look.
Why didn't you invite me to your birthday?
I didn't really invite anyone to my birthday.
People can.
I'm sorry.
Courtney go? No. Travis?
No. Nobody went.
Oh,
at the dinner at my house.
Dinner? Yeah.
Yeah, but literally
that wasn't
only Courtney
a birthday
and Travis
party,
came. That wasn't a party.
She didn't have a birthday dinner. She had a birthday party at a club.
Yeah. Oh, so I wasn't invited to that either then?
I had a birthday dinner, Mom.
Where was the birthday dinner?
You were there, at my house.
That was the birthday dinner?
So why wasn't I invited to that?
Courtney, at the end of the day, is my sister.
Of course
I want her there. This dinner was literally 15 people. If it's an intimate dinner and I'm not willing to have an uncomfortable situation,
I would never not invite you.
But Scott, I'm saying sorry. What I'm trying, I would never not,
sorry.
That's not my priority.
You're like,
that's not
first
my,
started.
I'm literally, I'm out. This is so ridiculous.
My God.
Please replay the videos. I'm so over this, Scott, for real.
Oh.
Seem to escalate.
And Kendall don't fight with nobody.
Kendall fights with everybody.
No!
She fights with Rob. She's fought with Kylie. She fights with her sisters, just less, but she fights.
Very much less. Not like this, though.
She's a brat. And I'm also pissed at her for making me defend Scott.
That's what I'm saying. And the whole point is she's choosing her sister over him.
Yeah, but there's a way to have that conversation with, like, I shouldn't have this tone with you,
uh-huh.
And you start yelling and screaming and getting up.
But when
to
you
me,
have sunglasses
guilty.
On, you're gonna have that type of tone.
Yeah. If you wear sunglasses and nobody else has got them on, you're the ass. Are we all on the same page that Scott is into Kendall still? Like, always has been, always will be?
Oh, that's a different twist.
She's about the right age, maybe a little too old for him.
Stop. All right, you guys, enough of that. We have real problems to talk about. Lonnie, she might need our help. Drew Barrymore, she has a wig problem.
Girl, no, what
she
happened?
She got a wig problem, so she got a makeover. But then, you know, when it's time to take it all off, somebody should have told her what to do.
power and the transformation of beauty is really quite something, isn't it? And Chris really did pin this in good. I could run a marathon. Oh my God. I need a locksmith. Oh, well, that's a look.
There was no wig cap?
First of all, you're abusing a wig. That wig costs a lot of money. I don't appreciate that.
What I don't like is when people do your hair and they don't care about the hair underneath. Because
Exactly.
Wigs are supposed to be protective.
Yeah, we're about to give you wig 101.
Yeah.
Always wear a wig cap.
You're
going to ruin your hair like that. So this is serious. Wig abuse.
This is abusive. Hunter, would you have helped her?
I mean, why does her crew take off midway through the show? Like, they should be there, you know.
Maybe it was
her.
Overtime, and it was like, I'm out.
The person filming could have helped. Put the phone down.
Next time,
let us help you out, girl. Let us help you out. Don't let them leave you like that.
That's
Please.
Right.
Don't let them leave you like
let
that.
Let the wig experts at Nightly Pop help you out.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wig investigations
wig
up in this thing.
Thank you.
Well, should we talk about one of my favorites?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Carlo. You know, he's less of my favorite today, though.
Oh, what happened?
He made me feel a little ancient. He was on New York's Hot 97. He found out some shocking news.
Let this break. It's a W fam.
Oh, Aaliyah?
No.
No,
who is
it? Wait. She had a TV show. She's starting a TV show.
Tell me another hint.
Her brother is the reason why a lot of people are famous, you could argue.
Her brother had an amazing sex tape.
Who's Ray J's sister?
Oh, my God.
Who's Ray J's sister?
Yo, it's fact. He's serious.
I know that's... Yo, he's 24.
I didn't know they were siblings. Who is it?
You didn't know Brandy and Ray J
are siblings?
Yes.
Jack is in music. This is like, I know he's young. But he's in music. First of all, that Brandy song is iconic, number one.
Second, one of my favorite Brandy songs. I also would never have figured out that was
Brandy
a Brandy song.
Did you know Brandy and Ray J were...
I did know Brandy and Ray J were siblings, but it was because of the reality show that I think they had together for a short period of time where, like, she was on his or he was on hers or something.
So, like, he hasn't seen any television
He hasn't
whatsoever.
Turned on anything?
Wait till he finds out Snoop's is their cousin. He's gonna be like, his whole head is gonna explode.
Hunter, look at Hunter's face.
Snoop's their cousin? Yes.
Wow.
I will say, there does need to be a biopic of Ray J's life. Because he has had the strangest life.
He's living a weird
one.
He's
dated Whitney Houston. He's dated Little Kim.
Yeah.
He's dated the other Kim.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been like,
there's
these weird pop-ups of Ray J in modern history where you're like, why the f*** was Ray J there?
Yeah.
It's so strange.
And how old is Ray J?
To be able to do all of this.
Yeah. Also, with Jack Harlow, what kind of friends he hang around that don't, I mean.
Drake didn't tell him?
I don't know.
Why didn't Drake tell him?
Drake should have told him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy that Ray J did change all of our lives forever. Like, in a very big way.
All right, you guys. We got breaking news from E's pole dance division.
Uh-oh.
When the f*** did we get that?
What do you mean? You're the headliner.
Okay. Thank you. This is good news. I was about to say, this is not okay.
All right, well, look, Cardi and Offset rolled up to the strip club with stacks of cash in Ziploc bags. So her and Offset generously made a lot of things rain in the club.
Oh, that was nice. You see how the girl tapped the other girl? Like, girl, get this money.
If you go with a group of friends, it's a good time.
That looked so fun.
Yeah.
I would have loved to be there.
It's a good time.
And it's just, and they're working girls. So for them to bring cash like that, I mean, it just makes me want to bring cash.
Wait a minute, Lonnie. Get up, Hunter. Come on. Get up. Oh. Hey. We got to take a
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Why are you laughing at?
At him whistling.
You guys, Hunter always says it. Size doesn't matter.
Mm. What the f-
we have a little micro dose of soch.
No, I don't say that.
Micro dose of soch. All right, you guys, this story has been all over social media. A passenger was in a plane when the pilot passed out. This is my literal worst nightmare. The guy had no experience, and he safely landed the plane. So CNN actually spoke with the air traffic controller who helped talk him through the landing.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
I knew the plane's flying like any other plane. I just had to keep him calm, point him to the runway, and just tell him how to reduce the power so he could descend to land.
Morgan's instruction paid off, guiding the flight to a landing at Palm Beach. Aviation experts call it a remarkable feat that left other flights listening in stunned.
Did you say the passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
That is not good. I would have freaked out and lost my...
You know, if it would have been me, I'm like... I would not have made it. You know what? I take that back. Because I'm an engineer. I could keep calm and I could land that plane.
Yeah, Lonnie's got experience that people
would. I would
trust you to land the plane before I trust Hunter to land the plane.
I would be talking to air traffic.
Hunter's going
to
make some inappropriate joke or something while everybody's going down. I just don't trust you to do it.
I would grab the thing and I'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, good news, bad news situation. Bad news, pilot passed out. Good news, you're going to get a couple minutes of stand-up as we land this thing. I'm working on my new set.
Let's talk about celebrity oral hygiene, shall we? Mm. Post Malone was just caught brushing his teeth on the go while hanging out with New York Nico, who got this all on video.
Yo, don't ever disrespect me brushing your teeth in the middle of the city, bro.
I just started.
Your life. I love New Yorkers so much.
Oh my God.
Nobody gives a f-.
Yeah. He's got to scrape off the combo Mountain Dew Bud Light he drinks in the morning.
He's got a baby coming, so maybe he's like, I got to clean up.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you, Post. Yeah,
you know, we're not mad at it.
We love you, Post.
Nobody on this stage is ever mad at dental health. We are big teeth people here, so. All right, you guys. We also learned this detail about Sarah Silverman's dental hygiene. She shared this on The View.
You started dating, and not only are you sharing your bed, you're sharing your toothbrush.
Ew. Really? That's disgusting.
I have never shared a toothbrush with another person in my life, and for some reason with Rory, we have never not use the same toothbrush. Now, everyone's saying that's so gross. Let me ask you something. Oh. Why is that so gross? We kiss each other where we...
I mean, nightmare for me, but, you know, that she says she's never done it with anybody else, so I guess that she's trying to say she's really in love.
That's how you know.
When you want to share a toothbrush?
Are you trying to save money? What is the problem? Yeah. You can go and get some at the dollar store. It's viral infections. Nerd Lonnie here. This is the reason why you don't share.
But if you kiss them, you're getting it anyway.
No.
If you're kissing someone, gingivitis can spread by kissing too.
No. We're talking about internal bacteria that is coming in through your toothbrush. That's why you don't share toothbrushes.
I think you can, if you're slobbing them down every day, you're gonna get it anyway.
Well, you can get, you know. Lonnie!
I feel like I've shared a toothbrush in the past when it was like a sleepover, one of us didn't have it, but I'm like scrubbing that thing with soap.
Oh,
in
you
between.
Have done it.
Yeah, but I literally scrub it with soap.
Why didn't you just use like Listerine?
Okay.
Don't get mad at me because you nasty.
Sarah Silverman's right, though. I was eating other parts, too. You know?
It is interesting if you're doing some nasty stuff that the toothbrush is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you eat somebody's are we really gonna...
She
but
said
there are
it.
People that don't do we that, all though. Thinking that's the thing. You're assuming that everybody does it. Everybody doesn't
everybody
do
that. Everybody
don't? No.
Oh.
Some people
everybody doesn't.
No. Some people say that they don't, but they do.
Let's talk about Balenciaga, shall we? Please, let's move on from Toothbrush Gate, okay? You know, Balenciaga has been getting bashed for days over its almost $2,000 pair of sneakers. They're destroyed, distressed, and frankly, very ugly. Dior is now getting dragged, too, because they released a $1,000 hiking sandal. I mean, which is worse?
The hiking sandal is sick. I mean, if you're going for people who love hiking and have a modicum of money, I feel like you've hit your target demo, baby. I love
it. At least it doesn't look like it's been hiking without you. The Balenciaga looks like it went somewhere without you on a
trip. Yeah, $1,850 for those Balenciagas. I could do it for $50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would just tear your shoes off.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is run over the with a car. You good,
that's
there you
it.
Go.
And then just spray on them.
I mean, they know there's somebody who's going to buy them. That's why they make them.
There's a lot of people who are going to buy them, for sure. Also, back to the Dior ones, I think that rope is a survival rope, so you could probably take the rope out. I'm not even kidding you.
I really feel like you like these.
I love
those. He said he...
I'm actually going hiking today, and I'm sad. I might go to Barney's. Is that a place? I don't know where they sell shit
Barney's
like this.
Barney's is closed.
I don't know where to buy stuff like this. I wear, like, you know.
You could go to Dior.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Dior. I'm gonna buy this for my dirt hike that I'm going on later today. Yeah.
All right, we gotta take another break. Coming up, why use dating apps when you can advertise yourself on a billboard?
Oh, exciting.
This segment is presented by Smirnoff 21. Smirnoff, flavor for the people.
Yay!
Yeah!
To Nightly Pop. So before we begin, I just want to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Smirnoff 21.
Thank you.
All right. Just so you know.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys, it's been a long week, but we are here to celebrate the light at the end of the tunnel with some good news. So it is time for Well, Toast to That. We've got to toast to friends going the extra mile for you. So a reporter from Miami had her dating profile put up on a billboard in Times Square by her two best friends who just want her to be happy. So they hyped her up in the details, calling her beautiful, kind, everything that you would want in a partner in hopes that she might catch someone's eye. So we got a toast to friends being the ultimate wing women.
I know. Where were these friends in 1986 for me? Okay. Yeah.
So we got a toast to that.
Toast to that. That's so sweet.
Would you guys, Lonnie, I feel like you're a good wing woman.
Oh, I definitely am. And I would do something like this if my friend really needed some help. And it's just nice to be out there on Times Square, your face, yeah. And you're like, this is my girl. I'm like, I think that's ultimate.
Okay. I don't think I'd like that. I don't think I would want you to put me up on Times Square billboard.
Yeah, the last...
That's a lot.
The last person I'd want to go on a date with is someone who goes to Times Square.
Oh.
it's just not for me. Nobody, everybody know. If you're front, you know. Don't go to Times Square.
But what we have found is that billboards work.
Yes.
Right? People have done it to get jobs. People have done it, and sometimes people call it desperate. But ultimately, it does catch someone's eye. I don't know. I
mean, it will catch someone's eye. Yeah. Plus, we're talking about it.
Now,
so that's what's good.
It could be seen here. It could be seen Times Square.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. So good luck, girl.
Good luck.
It's rough in these streets.
Now we're helping her, too.
Yeah, we're helping her, too.
Wow, we're good wing people.
I think we're doing our job, you guys. That's why we toasted to it. All right, you guys, moving on. Samantha, a nursing assistant, loves Brad Pitt so much that she got the name Brad tattooed on her armpit. So she's now asking people if they want to meet Brad Pitt, and then she shows them the tattoo. Okay, very unique way to meet people. We're gonna toast to her love of Brad.
We seem hesitant on this toast.
I'm a little hesitant. It's a joke that works one time.
Yeah.
It's a joke that works. This is something you would do. Would you guys get a celebrity on your body, though? Even if it's just their name?
Yeah, probably Idris somewhere.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Little Idris? Mm-hmm.
You?
I don't know. You know I like Jack Harlow right now, so I could put Jack.
You get Jack Harlow? Where would you get Jack Harlow tattooed on your body?
I don't know. Might be right on my neck.
Rhymony.
Yeah, let him know I'm committed.
Ooh. That's great. Wow.
That's good.
Finally, 83-year-old Mildred Wilson.
Come on, Mildred.
You know, does everybody in the 80s have to have a name like Mildred?
Yes.
It's so on the nose.
I mean, if you
there
somebody
were only
said,
five names back
well,
then.
If someone says, hey, I have an 83-year-old Mildred Wilson,
you know
that's the perfect name. That's the one I would write if this was fiction. But it's not fiction because she just completed her third 5K endurance challenge. She climbed through the mud, a 12-foot wooden ladder. She ran through 10,000 volts of electricity. You guys saw her climbing. Mildred, you better go off. But all the while, the hair stayed intact. I can't get that bouffant did not move, honey. She is not stopping. She says she would love to do it again next year. Let's toast the hell out of Mildred.
Mildred.
Okay.
Yes. Toast.
We gotta
I gotta get
Mildred.
My life together because Mildred is showing me up.
I'm like, yeah. Mildred, I just wheezed going up my flight of stairs this morning. Mildred
okay.
is going, you know, going off in the mud and everything else. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's also showing that it doesn't matter about your age. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
You can do anything.
To a degree. took her 2.5 hours. I'd have lapped her twice. I'm just saying, that's a lot. It's 3.1 miles, 2.5 hours. She crawling? What's going on?
I bet you Mildred could give you a run for your money.
Let me know how Gertrude does next year, too, just so if we're all doing it. Candace and Gertrude.
Are you okay? Is something wrong with you?
Mildred sent me a DM this morning saying, bet you could never, you mother. So I'm kind of in my feelings.
Oh, my gosh. Lonnie! Just like, I can't.
You
I
don't even want to know what Bartholomew had to do.
All right, you guys, we have to give one final toast because sadly, we are out of time.
No,
but we will be back all next week. So set your DVRs and follow us on TikTok.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Follow us on TikTok.
Yes.
Yes.
TikTok.